Facebook's IPO made a lot of money for the company's founders and many of its employees, but there's another big beneficiary of this new Facebook wealth, the state of California. NPR's Zoe Chace with our Planet Money team has that story.
The highest profile taxpayer in California right now.
I have to say, we don't typically talk about the state tax liabilities of a specific person.
Jason Cisney is with the California Legislative Analyst's Office. He's talking about Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg, who today got several billion dollars richer. Some portion of that is going to the state in taxes.
They may be among the largest tax liabilities that a single individual has ever paid at a given point in time. And they're quite extraordinary.
One man generating $195 million in personal income tax, that's not insignificant, to put it mildly.
H.D. Palmer is a spokesman for the California Department of Finance. Zuckerberg's profits will likely be taxed at a 10% rate in California. That's a much higher rate than many other states. And of course, Zuck is not the only one with Facebook shares. There are thousands of Facebook employees. They will be selling stock. Here's Cisney.
So let's say it's around $2 billion over the next 13 months.
$2 billion from one company's IPO. But California's budget needs way more than that.
We have a pretty significant budget problem.
California is $16 billion in the hole right now. That's the biggest deficit of any state. And California also has a structural deficit. That means every year it spends more than it brings in.
And Facebook will not play a role in that.
In other words, Facebook's a one-time shot. $2 billion this year, but not next. And some Facebook people don't want to play a role at all. Eduardo Saverin, one of Facebook's founders, he's moved to Singapore and renounced his citizenship, so he's not paying some of those capital gains taxes. Jack Abraham can understand the impulse. He founded a startup, Milo.com, that was bought by eBay a year and a half ago. And he remembers that first tax day.
I remember that day, and I remember writing this check. I pray to God that they spend it well.
Abraham's not planning to leave California, but when a lot of the money that the state is spending came from you personally, it changes the way you look at state spending.
One of the things that changed for me after the acquisition was I had a commute down to eBay, and I hadn't had a commute before. And you start noticing little things like the roads aren't paved. There's traffic all the time, and no one's doing anything about this. The education system here is one of the poorest in the country, and it does upset you.
So why are all these tech companies coming to a place like California? Huge deficits, high taxes. Because, says Jason Cisney, come on, it's California.
If you even think about the movie that was made about Facebook.
Mark, you came to California.
It was a really big deal when Zuckerberg and others decided to move to California.
You made the right choice.
Sure, the taxes are high, but a lot of people figure you're paying for the lifestyle. Zoe Chace, NPR News. California.